Robert, Earl of Essex, and Elizabethan Icarus by Robert Lacey.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
First, the preface. I was ever sorry your lordship should fly with waxen wings, doubting Icarus' fortune. Francis Bacon to Essex, September 1600. Robert Devereux, Earl of Essex, has long fascinated me both as a man and as the parable of an eternal dilemma. When Francis Bacon compared him to Icarus, his soaring flight destroyed by the sun, he captured not only the spirit of the man, but the essence of the historical tragedy in which he was trapped. His political power was based on the personal attraction he exercised over Queen Elizabeth I. But when he presumed to pursue that attraction, he was struck down. It is over 40 years since Lytton Strachey first published his monograph, Elizabeth and Essex, and over 30 since G.B. Harrison completed his more scholarly Life and Death of Robert Devereux, Earl of Essex. Since then, the methods and materials available to students of Tudor history have extended enormously, and this reinterpretation attempts to take account of some of them. It draws on no documents that have not been published or studied in recent years, but it